This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Police in Orlando bracing for huge crowds of Trump supporters as well as a fair number of protesters in and around the Amway Center, where tonight the president will formally launch his re-election campaign. Those who want to get into the rally started lining up last night.
We're here to support Trump. We love our president.
Support the greatest president of all time.
The Amway Center can accommodate 20,000 people. Reports are there have been 100,000 requests for tickets. The U.S. is sending 1,000 more troops to the Middle East to counter threats posed by Iran. Acting Defense Chief Pat Shanahan saying the soldiers will be deployed for defensive purposes against any possible threats from Iran as tensions rise between the U.S. and the Tehran government. An Iranian leader saying the United States better not underestimate Iran's ability to defend itself. This is USA Radio News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. If you want to get back into shape, get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text FORCE to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text FORCE to 321321. That's F-O-R-C-E to 321321.
A military court at Naval Base San Diego expecting to seat a jury today in the war crimes court-martial of Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher, who's accused of killing a teenage ISIS fighter in Iraq in 2017, as well as two civilians. Jury selection began yesterday. The trial scheduled to end on July 5th, and Gallagher could face life in prison if convicted. Illegal immigrants now have access to driver's licenses in New York State under a law approved by the legislature yesterday and quickly signed by Governor Andrew Cuomo. New York City's Democratic Mayor Bill de Blasio, who's also running for president, was a major proponent of the measure.
It's about fairness, but it's also about safety for all of us and for our families.
Dallas police still trying to figure out why a 22-year-old heavily armed Army veteran went on a shooting spree outside a federal building and courthouse yesterday morning. Brian Clyde of Fort Worth ended up killed in a shootout with local and federal officers. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Amazon's taking issue with a congresswoman who claimed that its workers are paid starvation wages, in her words. That would be New York Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She said on ABC's This Week back on Sunday morning that Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos is a billionaire because he pays people so little. Amazon tweeting back at AOC on Monday, calling the lawmaker just wrong. The company touted its $15 minimum wage and full benefits for workers from day one. A spokesperson for Ocasio-Cortez says that Amazon still built its business by extorting cities and governments for tax breaks. FedEx is expanding access to its services, the shipping giant saying that it's going to offer drop-off and pickup services at Dollar General stores. The company says it's designed to increase access for rural customers. People in New Jersey will be able to pick up a dose of an opioid overdose reversal drug at no cost today. The State Poison Control Center says people can anonymously obtain naloxone at participating pharmacies all day with no prescription, payment, insurance, or even having to give their name. The U.S. Surgeon General says naloxone is a safe antidote that can save a life when given in time after an overdose. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Drop me an email. Love to hear from you always. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Dr. Tom Borelli is with us, climate change energy expert, contributor with Conservative Review and America's Voice. You can see him regularly on Fox News. He is just all over the place. Hey, Tom, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill, great to be back with you.
Hey, always good to be talking to you. The president, big rally tonight in Orlando, Florida. People have been waiting some 40 hours. I mean, it's just amazing, and they expect 100,000 people, I guess. You say sold out, but I guess all the reservations have been met. It's not that people are paying, to be there. They are paying with their time and their commitment to be there in Orlando for the kickoff to the 2020 presidential campaign.
Yeah, Bill, it really is absolutely amazing, especially when you juxtapose the enthusiasm with what you're seeing on the ground with the polls of late saying that almost all the Democrats are going to beat President Trump in the 2020 election. So I think we're seeing a rinse and repeat of 2016 at this point. You know, enthusiasm is really key. It's crucial in terms of getting out the vote. We know the polls have been wrong. We know the left-wing media, the anti-Trump media, does nothing but pound President Trump every day. Mm-hmm. So it's really hard to believe any news that's coming out of the mainstream media. So we just have to use our eyes and use those powers of observation.
Exactly. Well, and that's what we did for 2016. You saw the thousands upon thousands of people who had come out to his rallies. I mean, he just was a magnet for humanity to come out to his campaigns. You felt the enthusiasm and you could witness it. And you saw how the media was, like moths to a light, were drawn to Donald Trump. But yet they wanted us to believe that Hillary Clinton was going to win 1,000,000-1. Mara Leeson wrote or tweeted out this morning. She said, check this out. June 1983, Mondale, 49%. Reagan, 39%. June 1991, George H.W. Bush, 51%. Democrats, 28%. 21% didn't know. June 1995, Dole was 48%. Clinton was 44%. In June 2011, Republicans, 44%. Obama, 39%. So we know how that worked out, to your point, but this is to bring some sobriety to it. But I think in some sense, these polls and what the mainstream media is doing is helping to seal the deal. Because, I'll tell you, if you want people to hang on to something, start taking it away from them. and they hang on to it all the more is what I've been able to experience. And this is what, you know, President's followers are doing, is they're, you know, believing in him all the more. You know, some of this information that the mainstream media has been touting about impeachment, you know, what I'm hearing, Tom, at least in the circles I travel, is they're saying, bring it on. I mean, if you've got the goods, I mean, Adam Schiff for years has been saying, hey, we got him, you know, he's going to go, you know, he's going to be kicked out of the Oval Office, he's going to jail and all this other stuff. And they all claimed Richard Blumenthal, who has no credibility, and why they even put him on TV anymore is beyond me, because, you know, he's a noted liar. It's like, okay, who are we going to have next? We're going to have Michael Cohen back on TV, and we're going to have James Comey back on TV, and these guys are going to be expert pundits now that we can believe in.
You know, Bill, to your point, I think all this is really working to President Trump's advantage. Mm-hmm. You know, at this point, I'd probably be more concerned if he was leading in the polls, because then people would let their guard down.
Right.
But I think the American people have been watching what's going on for the past, you know, almost 4 years now, 3 years since he's been president. And they note the improvement in the economy. They note the improvement in their tax returns. And the stock market, it just goes on and on, record unemployment numbers. So it is just unbelievable what he's done. And people, as you said, people would be concerned that someone's going to take that away.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't allow that. And I think this is a wake-up call. And I think that's why you're seeing so many people in Florida just rallying, you know, to his announcement of the kickoff of the 2020 campaign.
Well, what happened in D.C. is what many people thought could happen for a long time, and that is that if we had a businessman, somebody who understood business, come into the White House as opposed to these, you know, traditional politicians who come in. I mean, perfect case in point, you know, everybody over the weekend was just totally unnerved because Donald Trump was very honest to George Stephanopoulos on the question of, hey, if you got a call from another nation, you know, would you take the call? Or would you send it to the FBI? He said, well, I'd probably do both. And that's Donald Trump just being honest. Now, if it would have been Barack Obama or any other, Bill Clinton, he would have said, you know, in the same position as Donald Trump is today, their first response would have been, because they're political, oh, absolutely, I'd have sent it right straight to the FBI. End of story, right? But Donald Trump is honest. He says, well, I'd probably take the call. The fact of the matter is, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, anybody would have taken the phone call and maybe decide to send it to the FBI. But they were going to draw out of that phone call as much benefit as they could for Oppo research and then, you know, send it to the FBI. They're, you know, this is, you know, but they would have come, you know, basically what would happen is the traditional politician, Tom, to the point, they would lie about it and, you know, eventually maybe get it to the FBI, maybe not. But they would tell, you know, George Stephanopoulos and the, the clapping seals of the mainstream media what they wanted to hear. But not Donald Trump. Donald Trump's honest.
No, that's a great point. You know, it really goes back to his being really a businessman. He just deals with the facts in a logical, you know, fashion and moves on from there. But also, as you had mentioned, you know, politicians, they don't act that way. They say one thing and do another.
Right.
And then you talk about politicians. I mean, what about Hillary Clinton? I mean, everybody, you know, what did she do? Well, her campaign and the DNC funded a third party group to fund a foreign agent to dig up dirt from foreigners that was then used, that document, the Steele dossier, was used then to spy on Americans.
Right. Yeah. And the thing is, what's more diabolical about this, Tom, in which they do it, they knew how to circumvent the law. So they went to outside agents to do their dirty work, because you couldn't do it domestically. If you did it domestically, then again, you're talking spying. But if you do it outside of the country, then you can get into all these euphemistic terms to where Christopher Wray, the current FBI director, can say, oh, no, we don't do that. So it gives them, you know, as Hillary Clinton created that concept of plausible deniability in which they can operate in, right?
No, again, and that goes back to your earlier point, the difference between the way President Trump operates and the difference between the way normal politicians operate. Mm-hmm. And the latter ones, they will manipulate the system to political gain so they just could grab power. And remember, it's about them It's about their power. It's not about the people.
Mm-hmm.
And what President Trump has done, the way he got elected in 2016, was that he connects with the people. He connects with the
right.
forgotten men and women of the United States who have been left behind because politicians always put themselves first and the people last.
Exactly. As you said, it's all about power. When we come back, we're going to talk more about that. We're visiting with Dr. Tom Borelli right here on Bill Martinez Live, and we're going to talk more about the 10 million sign the MoveOn.org impeach Trump petition. Think about that, huh? Stay with us. We've got more from Tom after this. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
God is on the move, hallelujah. God is on the move in many mighty ways. God is on the move,
independent, just the way you like to hear from us every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Dr. Tom Borelli, climate change energy expert, continues with us. Tom, you know, the country has been bogged down for 2.5 years. I mean, we've had a president whose hands have been tied in running this government, dealing with foreign affairs, everything, because of this shadow that has remained over his presidency, a shadow that the Democrats and the deep state would want to use and characterize as a an invalidation of this presidency. But to his credit, he's continued to keep his eye on the ball. He's eliminated regulations, unemployment at low levels. People are making more money. Hourly wage rates have gone up. We've got more jobs than people. Businesses coming back to America. America is really being revived in spite of, you know, what the Democrats and the deep state have tried to do to this country.
Yeah, Bill, I mean, that's a great observation. I mean, President Trump just keeps plowing ahead despite, as I mentioned before, the daily pummeling he gets from the anti-Trump media. And I think sometimes he just plays with them. I think once in a while he's kind of like a, you know, you sit at home and you got the laser light, and you put it against the wall, the cats, you know, so
suffocated
it. I think he just throws stuff to them, you know, like little kids playing soccer, you know,
right.
The ball, everybody chases the ball.
Yes.
He just says something and he knows they're going to go berserk, they're going to overreact. And I think that really plays to his advantage because it really just, again, exposes really just how bad the fake news media really is.
Mm-hmm.
And it only really just encourages and motivates the people who have been forgotten for so long.
Well, he's been very effective in neutralizing the mainstream media because if not, I mean, George W. Bush let the mainstream media get away with murder. He didn't want to answer back. He let the mainstream media define him and his presidency, and look what happened. You know, it's not till years later that people come out of the ether and go, you know what, he wasn't a bad president after all, and considering what was thrust upon him in his first year of his presidency, it is amazing what he was able to do on behalf of the people and get reelected. But the mainstream media just had their way, and they just pummeled, George W., certainly not to the amount that Donald Trump is. I think well over 90% of the media, you know, mainstream media reports on him, whether it's on TV or in print, is negative. I mean, that is so purposeful. And so he's been very effective in neutralizing their effects, so he at least has a shot to communicate with people what the truth is.
Yeah, former President Bush, he just, you know, they really just beat him into submission. He just gave up with respect dealing with the media. But President Trump obviously is different. He's far more aggressive. And look at the way President Trump uses social media, especially Twitter, to get his messages out.
Exactly.
Sends out a tweet and it becomes news.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to drive the anti-Trump media insane because they don't need – he doesn't need them as the filter because they're going to just manipulate it anyway.
Exactly.
They're reacting to him instead of the other way around.
Well, he's writing the headlines. They're not.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And so they don't like that. So tell us about this this 10 million signing, this MoveOn.org impeach Trump petition. What's going on here?
Well, one of the left-wing activist groups, MoveOn.org, is running a campaign to encourage Congress to impeach President Trump. And they have a petition that they claim has 10 million signatures. And believe it or not, they had a nationwide rally Saturday, which I didn't even know until I read it.
Right, exactly.
The day after. That's how popular the rallies were.
Yeah.
But that's what they were doing. And again, what's happening is, Democrats really don't realize, at least kind of mainstream, kind of sane Democrats, they don't realize that their party is being driven by the extreme.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's the Green New Deal or whether it's impeach President Trump, it's the extremists and the extremist groups and the billionaires that are funding these activities that are really driving the party over the left cliff.
Mm-hmm.
And Speaker Pelosi, she really doesn't want to do the impeachment because she knows it will backfire, but at the same time she's getting more and more pressure from these activist groups, so she's really getting put in a box, and it's going to be really interesting to see what happens.
Well, certainly. How does Biden fare with this? I mean, 5 decades of the Democratic Party and history, you know, and the party quickly is exiting stage left, and he doesn't even know this Democratic Party. And as you say, a small number of very loud and activated representatives who come in. I mean, Nancy Pelosi is trying to herd cats here. I mean, first of all, I mean, you hear from Tlaib the language that she uses at her acceptance, you know, when she was elected, you know, toward the president of the United States. I mean, here's somebody coming in to represent the people and talking the way she did about the president and about her mission at that point. I mean, how much does she know? But, you know, she is like a laser beam. She's in there, you know, she's coming there to impeach Trump. I mean, that's, I guess the people in her orbit said, hey, look, we just need to impeach Trump. That's it. End of story. And along with, you know, Omar and, you know, AOC and the rest of the ilk that have been, you know, really changing the face of the Democratic Party, because they're so far left. You just wonder, you go, wow, if they were, in fact, to get the Oval Office, it would really make you wonder, Tom, you know, what's happened to America?
Well, you know, obviously, there's almost two Americas at this point. What you have with Tlaib or Ocasio-Cortez, what you have is the extremely, you know, safe people in deep blue districts can say and do anything without any political consequence. But what they're forgetting is, you know, the Democrats were able to take the House of Representatives back, get back in power, because they were able to win some swing districts where the Democrats, believe it or not, Bill, they ran against Pelosi.
Yes, right, exactly.
Now, Pelosi is more or less the moderate. So, right. You know, looking to 2020, it's going to be very, very difficult for these so-called moderate Democrats to win in these swing districts because of the Ocasio-Cortez's, the Tlaibs. They're the ones who are pushing the Democrat Party over the left edge.
Right. And are they going to be able to fudge the numbers like they did at the midterms? I mean, in California with ballot harvesting, you know, which they passed in the dark of night, the Republicans didn't even know about it. You know, the kind of shenanigans they put on. I mean, it's kind of, it takes a lot of nerve, I believe, for the Democrats with all the voter fraud that they have perpetrated, and it's been primarily Democrats. I don't see a lot of Republicans involved in voter fraud. I see a lot more Democrats that are being, even though much of, you know, the dismay of, I only say dismay because he's delusional, Eric Holder, the former AG, to say that voter fraud doesn't exist in America. I said, well, you say it doesn't exist, but people keep getting arrested and they're in jail for voter fraud. So I don't know how much more evidence you require. I mean, you're the attorney general. I'm not.
Right. Well, they always ignore the inconvenient facts.
Right. Yeah, but the deal is that what are they going to do? I mean, they're you know, on one hand, yelling and screaming about voter integrity. And, you know, Barack Obama said that the Russians didn't change one vote. But to hear them talk, you know, because of the Russians and $150,000 they put on Facebook, somehow they were able to influence the election to where Donald Trump was their guy and they got Donald Trump elected. I mean, you have to suspend all reason to buy into that one.
Yeah, I never bought any of that. And even the whole notion that actually Russia wanted President Trump, I think they just wanted to create chaos, and they were able to get the DNC emails, and they couldn't get the RNC emails, like that. Because, as you know, we've talked about this before, energy policy, there is no way Russia, President Vladimir Putin, would want President Trump in the White House to export energy to undercut the Russian economy. That makes absolutely no sense.
Right.
Hillary Clinton wanted to put coal miners out of the job, right?
Exactly.
She would have had the climate change regulations to really restrict our energy, right. And Russia would be in much better possession of their economy with their energy infrastructure.
Well, Tom, I think to use your illustration, I think that Vladimir Putin was using his own laser light on America a little bit to see what happens.
Exactly.
It's better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you?
I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news as a tsunami warning has been issued after a magnitude 6.8 earthquake struck close to the coast of Japan about 90 minutes ago. That quake was centered about 30 miles southwest of the city of Sakata. There were no immediate reports of casualties. The country's meteorological agency, though, issuing that warning for a possible tsunami along the northwest coast of the main island of Honshu. President Trump formally begins his re-election campaign with a big rally in Orlando tonight at the Amway Center. Police in Orlando bracing for large crowds as some people started lining up for seats last night.
It's part of the process if you're going to be first in line.
The president tweeting that there were at least 100,000 requests for tickets, although the Amway Center, where this is going to be held, only seats 20,000. And this is USA Radio News.
Summer is just about here, and you know you're trying to get in shape. There's nothing more key to getting in shape and recovering from your workouts than getting deep restorative sleep. And the best way to get it is with MyPillow. Now, the offer we have right now is one of the best you've ever seen. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for just $69.98, $34.99 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV, and better than you'll find in almost any store. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special to get two MyPillow premium pillows for $34.95 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered. Go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 to get this great offer, a great night's sleep just in time for summer with MyPillow.
Getting America back on track. Yeah. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, 28 minutes before the top of the hour, our next guest, William Reese Hamilton, his book called Wonks is about his childhood internment in World War II. This is a fictional story, but based on his true life experience, as I mentioned, childhood internment in World War II Japanese prison camp, that's the inspiration behind this debut novel. William Reese Hamilton, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you for coming on. By the way, this is a Paris Review, Review Americana, and Posse Review, Story Quarterly, Electro Magazine have all published selections from Wonks by the author and say when the big historic tale gets told, this might be a part they let fall through the cracks. So, as William says, let me fill you in. I'm not going to tell it pretty because it's a war story, and a war story is like a hunk of shrapnel. It's got nasty, ragged edges, doesn't it?
That is true. That is very true.
Well, and so begins your story of Wonks. Let's break it down. Tell our audience, you know, what was going on for you in your life then?
Well, I was a kid of nine. Particularly that last year, which was, I think of myself as kind of a tuning fork. Starvation makes you very sensitive to, even though you're very tired usually with it, people don't have much energy. But we had this massive assault on Manila, both the Japanese blowing everything up in sight and the American bombers coming over, dive bombers hitting locations around our camp, and the full assault of modern warfare. a fantastic liberation. We were losing up to 5 people a day of starvation at the end of January 45.
Mm.
And guerrillas told MacArthur that they feared that they were going to massacre the whole population, talking about 3,500 to 4,000 people.
Who was going to? The Japanese were going to?
Yeah, but before they retreated to the north. So MacArthur, hearing this, sent a flying column down to liberate us. First Cav cut through, over, under, whatever you have to do to get through,
mm-hmm.
hold the camp until the front moves down. So we had this fantastic racing group of men, really wonderful First Cav unit.
Mm-hmm.
I met a bunch of them later in Santa Fe, New Mexico. We had a great time. But anyway, we were liberated, but we were still surrounded by the Japanese. And they started throwing all their artillery on us. So we had, across the path from our shanty, we had 105-millimeter howitzers shooting out at the Japanese, and the Japanese shooting back at them, so we were...
And here you got, in the midst of all these civilians, right, that you guys have been helped catch, how many people were in the internment camp at this point?
Well, we had gotten up to 4,000 people because they had brought people in from other camps,
mm-hmm.
but then they started another camp south of us called Los Baños, and we were probably about 3,500 at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But we were up to 4,000 at the peak. That's why they let us. They've chosen Santa Tomas as a place to intern us because it had high walls around it. It was a university, so they had classrooms. They could put people. We had 50 people, up to 50 people in a classroom, all male or all female,
mm-hmm.
and. I was young enough, so I was with my mother for part of the time, and then I shifted over to the men's classroom. But
wow.
50 people on the floor in a classroom. Anyway, it was everything dangling around us with people's curtains and sheets and everything, trying to get a little privacy in those rooms. When the population got so big, The commandant relented and allowed us to build these little shanties.
Mm-hmm.
So we had wonderful little barrios all around the campus. Toonerville here and Shantytown there, and we were in Glamourville. So it was, we had our little neighborhoods with kids rivaling other kids in other neighborhoods.
Kind of amazing how life goes on, even in the midst of all this insanity. You know, you get different sectors, you know, as you say, become their own neighborhoods, and the dynamics of each neighborhood somehow come to the surface. That's amazing.
Well, our experience really broke down into sort of 3 phases. People who were captured, most of them, believed that we would be rescued quite quickly.
Mm.
So even though there was terror of being in the hands of the enemy, we thought relief was on its way. That was the promise for told the soldiers fighting on Bataan.
Mm.
And the second one is once you realize you're going to be there a long time, there's this settling in, and how do you organize all this, mm-hmm. keep people alive, and
maintain your sanity, I imagine, as well.
You know, huh? Little governments, and you go through... periods where a typhoon hits and the sewage pipes all back up, and you get all these hordes of flies. So you give the kids prizes for who can kill the most flies, that type of thing.
Exactly.
But
and it kept the kid and it kept the kids busy and distracted, so they didn't have to worry so much about the misery of it all, I guess. Huh?
But kids adapt to these things probably better than adults because they don't have the responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And in a sense, it's a kind of adventure at first, and then it my character goes through his adolescence and becomes a man, really, but by even though he's only 15 telling the story,
mm-hmm.
he's matured by the experience.
Now, your character is Johnny Oldfield, right?
Yeah, that's the boy.
Yes, this is the boy, so this is the character who plays you. But, you know, for you, I mean, for him, it looks like, what, a three-year experience. For you, how many years was it actually, or was it even a year?
Well, the 3 years to spend in the camp, I was 9 when we were liberated. Johnny's older than I am, and,
right.
and much, much more of an actor. My brother Dave said one of the best put-downs I've ever had. He said, "You know why you remember so much?" He said, "We were doing things. You were just standing there watching." Love a good put down, you know?
Yeah, right, exactly.
My father used to ask me, "What happened then, Bill?" And because I've something about that age or whatever.
Right, huh?
Clear memory of everything.
Wow, amazing how you were able to hold on to that. And so when you were liberated, the entire family liberated at the same time? Everybody survived it?
We were very lucky.
Mm-hmm.
My two older brothers and my parents got through it. My father weighed 95 pounds and my mother weighed 85.
Wow, wow. And so, in total, how long were you in that internment camp?
It was a little over 3 years.
It was 3 years. Wow, okay, because you were saying 45. I was thinking, okay, well, that was the end of World War II, but you, they still held on for well after that, right?
Well, no, 45, February of 45. The war ended in August that year.
Yes, exactly.
But we were liberated the 3rd of February. Just in time for a lot of people. I mean, you see portraits in Life magazine of was taken by Carl Maidan, who was had been he was friendly with a lot of these people,
and mm-hmm.
took pictures of them. And they were very, very with swelling of the joints and everything.
Oh, wow. You can only imagine what it must have gone through. We've got to go to break. We've got more from William Reese Hamilton on the other side of the break. Stay with us. We're talking about his new book, Wonks. Right here.
Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? Now you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A+ BBB rating that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry-leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stair lift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stair lift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stair lift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stand in the light and be seen as we are.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
This is who I am inside.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, a conversation with William Reese Hamilton continues. He spent his childhood in North China and the Philippines, where he and his family were captured and imprisoned by the Japanese Army for over 3 years in Santo Tomas internment camp in Manila. His education includes bachelor and master of arts degree in literature, a mixed bag of experience, which includes factory worker, lifeguard, ordinary seaman, he says, English teacher, counterintelligence agent, Romanian investigator, advertising copywriter, creative director. He left a fast-paced career in New York advertising for a remote colonial village on the coast of Venezuela. William, it doesn't seem like what you experienced for 3 years in those internment camp slowed you down none. You were designed for a purpose, no doubt, right?
I'll tell you, my two brothers and I felt an obligation as far as the Army was concerned or the mm-hmm. military. My older brother was a pilot, and I was in Germany when the Berlin Wall went up, and worked as a Romanian interrogator, high-level sources. And when they had about 4,000 people coming through a week there when the wall went up.
Mm.
But I think the experience of Santo Tomas made us certainly patriotic.
Yeah, without a doubt, I would think. Your book, Wants, which is, an inspirational story. Of course, we have a different character that we mentioned who plays you in this book, so it makes it fictional, but so much of it is so non-fictional. And, the character, as we mentioned before, Johnny Oldfield, but Wonks. Why Wonks? Why'd you call it Wonks?
Well, Wonks was an interesting word that came out of Wong Gao, which means yellow dog in Chinese.
Mm, okay.
And my parents both my brothers were born in China. I spoke Chinese before English, actually.
Mm.
And these wild dogs used to run across the north of China and raiding villages, etc. So foreigners called them wonks out of Wong Gao,
mm-hmm.
sort of a bastardization of the word.
Right.
And through the southeast, that became a word for curs or mongrels from the street. Sort of low-class dogs.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of those got eaten in camp, by the way.
Oh.
but the wonk population didn't do too well.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the mother, he's running around with a bunch of kids and all through the camp, and his mother says, "You're running around like a bunch of wonks." And he says, "I am a wonk."
Mm.
And he looks at the society from the ground up. So it's he considers himself a natural mixed breed, I think.
Mm-hmm. So as a result of, and I like the perspective, the point of view that you offer here, and that is that looking at it from his ground floor level as a wonk, and looking at the culture. So what did he observe?
Well, obviously he views people who think they're special, and they're always, when you get a society like this, you have everybody from the top of the society, the richest people, all the way down to harbor bums, and throughout the novel you get a mix of all these characters.
Mm-hmm. And so, with the mix of characters, what was the conclusion that he came up with?
Well, you have a validity if you're loyal. If there are people who are working in a kind of black market,
mm-hmm.
that he doesn't admire, and people who hoard their food and seem to have more supplies than other people to
mm-hmm.
keep them alive. We had friends where the father died of starvation and the mother was killed by a shell after we were liberated.
Mm-hmm.
So we were lucky, but there were this mix of characters. And, it's really interesting. We weren't that far away from the Spanish-American War, when you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
There were some
yes.
veterans there from the insurrection and old-timers who had married Filipinos and were living on in the islands that long afterwards. Also, because of the Depression, you had a lot of people who were out of the Pacific looking for work.
You know, William, it's interesting to hear your story, because we were just talking about this last week, about the survival rate. It's predicted that Americans in our current culture, that, if there was a problem with the infrastructure, the grid, the electronic grid, that 90% of humanity would be destroyed within the first year, because we're just not conditioned to survive. And to go out and to, get outside of our homes and go out and land and find a way to, forage. We've been so acculturated that we're away from this. So for you during that period of time, I mean, this is a different type of survival. I mean, but still very raw, but as opposed to being just absolutely out in the open trying to survive. I mean, you are in an internment camp. And in a sense, that boundary becomes a sense of protection, but also restriction at the same time, because you have to draw within that fence line the things you need in order to survive, right? Whether it's people or food or whatever, bugs, whatever it is that you can make it work for yourself, especially when you have people starving to death. I mean, how many people starve to death? Do you have an idea? Was like a third, 50% of the people die from starvation there in that internment camp?
I think if we'd gone on another month, you would have seen probably 50% of the people
wow.
dead, But we were liberated just in time. There were some people who died after we were liberated because they were too far gone on starvation.
Mm-hmm.
And Lord knows all of us were throwing up and going to the bathroom a lot because we couldn't assimilate the wonderful B rations that came in. We couldn't stop eating, but the results were tough. But however, it's amazing what you can eat. We ate pigweed and tulinum and products that usually you wouldn't put on the plate.
Mm-hmm.
We were down to a slice of bread, equivalent to a slice of bread, a rice thin rice soup called lugao. You got a bowl a day. And then you
and that was supplied to you by the Japanese?
Well, no, it was what was left from earlier storage. Every battle that we won in the Pacific, the Japanese would take something away from the, from us. So by the end, we were down to this thin rice gruel. And so a lot of people just couldn't survive that long, particularly older people.
Mm-hmm. Well, and imagine, you know, like you said, each community had its own little government structure that that is created out of necessity in order for you guys to survive, right?
Well, we called them barrios, but we did fall under one administration. It was a very, very group of really patriotic, terrific guys who, three of them were executed right at the end because they also aided the guerrillas outside and part of a network of intelligence. That the Filipinos were are probably our most loyal allies in the Second World War. They were terrific.
Mm-hmm.
And the information that through the island structure, the information that they were able to get back to MacArthur and the U.S. forces was amazing.
Well, here are the leadership. You say the three prominent leaders of your group are executed. That had to be devastating. I mean, to lose your leadership like that, and of course, in a process like that where it was an execution, I mean, this was definitely, you know, as it turned out to be, kind of the last hurrah for the Japanese, right?
Well, we had executions early in the camp, three merchant marines, a British and Australian, mm-hmm. Tried to escape early on, and they were captured 5 miles out because it's tough for Americans or British to hide in a city filled with Asiatics.
Right, exactly.
And they were beaten up and taken out to China Cemetery and executed.
Well, in your book, Wonks, William, what do you want the audience to take away from your book?
I think first of all, it's a wonderful coming of age story.
Mm-hmm.
There is a fair amount of adventure for a kid within the camp. And then coupled with a war story and what it does to people. And I believe Johnny is, as in his last actions of the book, becomes a true man.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about friendship, love, all kinds of things under duress.
Right. What kind of emotions did you have toward your captors?
Well, we weren't very didn't have a very friendly feeling about any of them. As a matter of fact, it's amazing what the extremes that people go to when they hate somebody.
Wow. Well, it's there in the book, and we've got to wrap this up, William. I appreciate the time. His book, Wonks, William Reese Hamilton, it'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com and available at all the usual places. William, thank you so much for being with us. Thank you. Take care.
Thank you, Bill. Bye-bye.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit partdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.